I think people have revelations like that all the time, but in many cases they don't follow them simply for the reason that you're talking about. You think, I have to take this job because I have to take money. You know, and I, you know, altogether, we, you know, I guess the one point I want to bring up in a lot of people's situations, you know, they do have to, sometimes they have to make that Hobson's choice simply because maybe they do have a family to raise or whatever. But altogether, when it comes to wanting to be able to pinpoint what you do and how you do it and being happy with what you do, because altogether with what you're doing, Jan, you're out there, you're doing something very difficult. I think the last time, well, one of the first times that we got together, we talked a little bit about stand-up comedy and how it's like standing in front of people naked simply because, you know, because you're actually bearing your emotions and saying, you know, this is something that I think is funny. I would like for you to laugh at it too. You know, and yeah, because yeah, there are situations. In fact, I had somebody in the studio with me, I think it was last week, if I'm not mistaken, and I told a joke on the air and I shut off the mic. I turned to her and I said, that was funny, right? And she kind of shrugged her shoulders. I was like, okay, swing and a miss. So
I thought you were going to say you had somebody in the studio who was naked last week. I was, what?
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm not Howard Stern. I can oh, verify okay, that. But but
it is though. Yeah. Just throwing it out there and seeing, hey, do you guys get it? Do you get how I think? You know.
Right. You see, and that really is, you know, bearing your emotion and really, you know, standing up there and in, you know, the it's absolute acceptance, because the thing is with what you do, you know, it's hard enough to be a stand-up comic, but it's also a situation too where A, you want to be compensated fairly for it, and B, you also want to be able to to broaden it where it makes sense with what you're doing. And now it's a case where with you, it's making a lot of sense with what you're doing, because you are able to do stand-up, you're able to do keynote speaking with particular business groups, you're able to put all your basically the situations you've run into when it comes to being a comic into a book, Finding the Funny Fast, and really relating how other people can take what humor they have and turn it into a positive for them as well.
Right. Well, my book I wrote listening to my inner voice and a lot of other voices, because people kept saying, how do you write the joke so fast? And after a while, I thought, you know, I'm tired of telling them. I'm just going to put it into this cheap book and sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but, you know, one thing that you mentioned about the comedy, it was easy to make those inner voice choices when you listen, when you figure out what your goals are, too. And my goals, I realized I got into comedy not just for the money or the time off or the time to watch, you know, Oprah in the middle of the day. But I wanted to do something that was fun. I wanted to work with people that I liked. I mean, I left a job with working for people that some of them I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when it clarified, well, you're working for someone you don't like. You're back doing it again, Jan, and you're doing it for less money. And that helped me clarify, okay, I got to stop calling this person. I've listened to my inner voice a lot for my career. I figured out it helped me when I had to figure out when to leave my last job. People keep saying, how did you make that big jump from leaving the day job into, you know, comedy? And I listened to and saw some of the signs and realized when the time was right to do it. But I think you're right. We don't pay so much attention to that.
Yeah, because you're an independent contractor is what you are.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Exactly, because with an independent contractor, you end up, you know, getting a lot of people running into you, say, for example, you know, if you're a home builder, and say, can you build a house for me? And you see something about the, you know, the people that are, you know, they're putting their designs and their ideas and this, that, and the other thing in front of you, and it's a case where I don't think that's going to work for my personal, you know, because the thing is, you have an opportunity, you can accept the money and build the house, even though it might not make you happy, or you can work with people that you know are going to, you know, they're not going to drive you too nuts. And I think that's, in many cases, when it comes to business, you try to work with people that aren't going to drive you too nuts. Sometimes you have to work with people that are going to drive you up a tree. But, you know, but altogether, you want to be as comfortable. You know, there's always, you know, especially when you're doing comedy, the comfort zone, especially when you're starting on, had to be,